This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food and Wine, Copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. The article is entitled Take It Slow, The Tips, Tricks, and Recipes That Taught Me to Love Using My Slow Cooker by Liz Mervosh. Slow cookers and I have a complicated relationship. Growing up, they were the workhorse behind my family's weeknight pot roasts and cozy chilies, dishes I still love today. But as someone who creates recipes for a living, I'll admit to turning up my nose at slow cookers because I associated them with a set-it-and-forget-it cooking style. Basically, not real cooking. But why blame the appliance? No other piece of kitchen equipment offers the perk of walking away from it all day and returning to a hot meal. For busy families, there's real value in that. If I expect my slow cooker to whip up flavorful meals with little effort and no thought, I realized, that's on me, not my slow cooker. This fall, I decided to show my slow cooker a little respect. I got reacquainted with it, testing various recipes to see what the appliance was good at and not so good at. In general, the dishes that will turn out best in a slow cooker are ones that benefit from moist heat simmering. Low and slow cooking transforms tough, inexpensive cuts of meat into melt-in-your-mouth pot roasts, like in my Dr. Pepper braised pot roast. And it draws out the spices in a fragrant chicken pho broth. The slow cooker's gentle simmer and steady temperature produce evenly cooked beans that are perfectly creamy and coax out the natural sweetness from starchy and hearty vegetables that can handle a long cook, such as eggplant, parsnips, and cabbage. You can even convert your slow cooker into a water bath to prepare jars of perfectly cooked sticky toffee overnight oats. But it's equally important to understand the limitations of slow cookers. Skip lean cuts of meat like chicken breasts and pork loin and avoid pasta. There are plenty of slow cooker recipes out there for them, but the slow cooker isn't the best tool for the job. Lean meats can dry out and pasta becomes mushy when it's not cooked in boiling water. So reconnect with your slow cooker or check out the latest models. You'll find that it's one of the most versatile kitchen appliances you've had all along. There are 6 rules of slow cooking. Rule number 1, defrost first. Thaw frozen food before placing it in your slow cooker unless a trusted recipe says otherwise. Dumping frozen meat into your slow cooker is a recipe for an upset stomach. Bacterial growth increases rapidly between 40 degrees and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. In a slow cooker, large pieces of frozen meat won't reach a food-safe temperature, which is above 140 degrees Fahrenheit, before bacteria runs rampant. The one exception to this rule, a cup of frozen quick-cooking vegetables may be added to a hot dish as it finishes cooking. Rule number 2, blend to thicken. The slow cooker is not good at reducing cooking liquid, so to thicken a sauce or enhance the body of a soup, puree about 2 cups of your dish, don't include any meat, with some cooking liquid until thick and smooth, then stir it back in. Alternatively, whisk 2 to 3 teaspoons of cornstarch with 1 cup of skimmed cooking liquid. Stir that into the slow cooker and cook on high, uncovered, during the last 30 to 45 minutes of cooking until thickened. Rule number 3, delay the dairy. Cheese is an emulsion of water and fat held together by a matrix of proteins. When exposed to heat for long periods, the network begins to collapse. Eventually, the proteins bind together, separating from the fat and water, resulting in a curdled disaster. When working with dairy products that need to melt, Stir them into your slow cooker during the last 30 minutes of cooking, just long enough to blend them into your dish. Rule number 4, finish with fresh. Because slow cooking mutes flavors, save flavor boosters like fresh herbs, citrus juices, and acids for finishing. Add bright and punchy ingredients like vinegar, fish sauce, and mustard during the final few minutes of cooking to ensure they retain their sharpness. Adding tender vegetables and greens such as thinly sliced zucchini or spinach in the last minutes of cooking is another way to add freshness. Use the residual heat of the slow cooker to barely cook them. Rule number 5. Less liquid equals more flavor. The tight-fitting lid of a slow cooker traps all the moisture and steam from food while it cooks, and the moisture condenses on the lid and rains back onto your dish. The food you've added to the slow cooker will also release juices as it cooks. Because there is very little evaporation, reduce the amount of liquid you add to your dish. Otherwise, the flavors you've worked hard to build will taste watered down. About a half a cup of liquid per pound of meat is plenty when making a recipe in a slow cooker. Rule number 6. Start with umami. Flavors mellow but also marry well in a slow cooker, so go big with bringing in umami at the very beginning. More is more when it comes to aromatics, spices, and dried herbs. Front-load your slow cooking with umami-rich and earthy ingredients such as cheese rinds, bacon, miso, Worcestershire, and mushrooms to build backbone and depth in your dish. Always brown meat before slow cooking. Browning creates new flavor compounds that contribute to a more complex flavor to the final result. Our first recipe is for gigante beans with sausage. Creamy, tender gigante beans soak up a savory chicken broth flavored with crushed tomatoes, soppressata, and Parmesan rinds. Brining the beans overnight in a salt solution softens their hardy skins and ensures they become tender. Toasted bread, try rubbing it with garlic, and Parmesan are the perfect finish to these brothy beans. Your shopping list for this is as follows. Kosher salt, dried gigante beans or large lima beans, a soppressata log, lower sodium chicken broth, crushed tomatoes, dry white wine, Parmesan cheese rinds plus grated Parmesan, garlic cloves, dried Italian seasoning, crushed red pepper, extra virgin olive oil, chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, and toasted bread. For your ingredients, you will need 8 cups of cold water, 2 tablespoons of kosher salt, 1 pound of dried gigante beans or large lima beans, 1 8-ounce soppressata log, 5 cups of lower sodium chicken broth, 1 15-ounce can of crushed tomatoes, 1/3 of a cup or 2 2/3 of an ounce of dry white wine, 2 1-ounce Parmesan cheese rinds plus grated Parmesan for garnish, 5 large garlic cloves thinly sliced or about 1/4 of a cup, 1.5 teaspoons of dried Italian seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper, extra virgin olive oil for drizzling, chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley for garnish, and toasted bread for serving. Step 1. Stir together 8 cups of cold water and salt in a large bowl or container until salt dissolves. Add the beans. Cover and refrigerate at least 8 hours or up to 12 hours. Step 2. Drain the beans and rinse well under running water. Transfer to a 6 or 7 quart slow cooker. Cut half of the soppressata into 1/2 inch thick rounds. Chop remaining soppressata into bite-sized pieces. Refrigerate bite-sized pieces in an airtight container until ready to use. Step 3. Stir soppressata rounds, broth, tomatoes, wine, Parmesan rinds, garlic, Italian seasoning, and crushed red pepper into beans in the slow cooker. Cover and cook on low until beans are tender, 8 to 9 hours, stirring in reserve chopped soppressata during final 30 minutes of cooking. Step 4. Remove and discard Parmesan rinds. Serve beans in broth drizzled with oil. Garnish with parsley and grated Parmesan. Serve with toasted bread. Our next recipe is for Dr. Pepper Braised Pot Roast. Dr. Pepper, with its warm spices and molasses-like sweetness, brings surprising depth to the slow-cooked pot roast. Chuck roast is ideal for long, slow cooking, as the cut's connective tissue gradually breaks down to become fork tender. The braising liquid is built from familiar pantry staples like including mustard, ketchup, and white vinegar, making this a practical yet deeply flavorful meal. Don't skip searing the post before braising. It builds in essential layers of caramelized flavor that add complexity to the finished dish. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Canola oil, 3 pounds of boneless chuck roast, kosher salt, black pepper, a 20-ounce bottle of Dr. Pepper, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, garlic cloves, white vinegar, dry mustard, ground ginger, ground cloves, ground nutmeg, a pound of carrots, a small fennel bulb, cornstarch, mashed potatoes for serving, and chopped fresh flatleaf parsley. For the ingredients, you will need 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 3-pound boneless chuck roast patted dry, 1 tablespoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 20-ounce bottle of Dr. Pepper, 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of Worcestershire sauce, 5 large garlic cloves, thinly sliced or about 1/4 cup, 2 tablespoons white vinegar, 1 teaspoon dry mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/8 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1/8 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1 pound of carrots peeled and sliced crosswise into 3-inch pieces, 2 small fennel bulbs cut into 1-inch thick wedges or about 2 cups, 3 tablespoons cornstarch, mashed potatoes for serving, and chopped fresh flat leaf parsley for garnish. Step 1. Heat oil in a large Dutch oven over medium high. Sprinkle chuck roast with salt and pepper and add to Dutch oven. Cook roast, turning once until deeply browned on 2 sides, about 8 minutes per side. Transfer roast to a 6 or 7 quart slow cooker. Step 2. Stir together Dr. Pepper, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, garlic, vinegar, mustard, ginger, cloves, and nutmeg in a medium bowl. Pour mixture over roast in slow cooker. Nestle carrots and fennel around the roast, submerging as much as possible in the soda mixture. Cover and cook on low until meat and vegetables are tender but not falling apart, about 8 hours. Transfer roast, vegetables, and 1/2 cup of the braising liquid to a large bowl. Cover with aluminum foil to keep warm. Reserve remaining braising liquid in the slow cooker. Step 4. Skim fat from remaining braising liquid in slow cooker using a ladle. Discard fat. Transfer 1 cup of braising liquid to a small bowl and let cool for 5 minutes. Adjust slow cooker to high. Whisk together cornstarch and cooled of 1 cup braising liquid until combined. Stir mixture into slow cooker. Partially cover slow cooker. Cook until sauce reaches a simmer, thickens, and coats the back of a spoon, or about 45 minutes to an hour. Step 5. Return roast and vegetables to thicken sauce in slow cooker, shredding meat into chunks or cutting across the grain into thick slices, and stirring to coat. Serve roast and vegetables with sauce over mashed potatoes and garnish with parsley. Our next recipe is for 3-cup pork. In this variation on the popular Taiwanese chicken dish sanbei, 3-cup chicken, pork shoulder is infused with soy sauce, Taiwanese rice wine, and sesame oil, yielding tender bites of meat coated with a glossy sauce. The heat gets adjusted from low to warm for the final 2 hours, so having a programmable cooker that can automatically switch to the warm setting is ideal if you won't be home. To finish the sauce quickly if you don't want to wait for it to thicken in the slow cooker, simmer the braising liquid with cornstarch slurry on the stovetop, stirring occasionally for 15 to 20 minutes. Be sure to skim off as much fat as you can in step 4 to prevent the final dish from being greasy. Your shopping list for this recipe is dark brown sugar, soy sauce, black vinegar, canola oil, 4 pounds of boneless pork shoulder, Boston butt, Mihu, which is a Taiwanese rice wine or Shaoxing wine, toasted sesame oil, fresh ginger, fresh Thai chilies, garlic cloves, cornstarch, fresh Thai basil leaves, and cooked white rice. Your ingredients list is as follows. 1/3 cup of packed dark brown sugar, 1/3 cup of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of black vinegar, 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 4-pound boneless pork shoulder, Boston butt, patted dry and the excess fat trimmed, 2/3 cup of Mihu, which is the Taiwanese rice wine or Shaoxing wine, 2 tablespoons of toasted sesame oil, 1 2-inch piece of fresh ginger, peeled and cut into thin matchsticks, or about 1 tablespoon, 2 small fresh Thai chilies, unseeded and thinly sliced, or about 2 teaspoons, 2 garlic cloves finely chopped, or about 2 teaspoons, 2 to 5 teaspoons of cornstarch, 1 cup loosely packed fresh Thai basil leaves, and cooked white rice for serving. Step 1. Stir together brown sugar, soy sauce, and vinegar in a 6-to-7-quart slow cooker. Set aside. Step 2. Heat canola oil in a large Dutch oven over medium-high. Add pork. Cook, turning occasionally, until browned on 2 to 3 sides, or 12 to 18 minutes. Transfer pork to slow cooker and set aside. Discard drippings, but do not wipe the Dutch oven clean. Add Mihu to Dutch oven. Cook over medium-high, undisturbed, for 2 minutes. Pour Mihu over pork in slow cooker. Cover and cook on low until pork is very tender, about 6 hours. Adjust slow cooker to warm and braise for 2 more hours. Step 3. Meanwhile, heat sesame oil, ginger, chilies, and garlic in a small skillet over medium low. Cook, stirring constantly until garlic is lightly golden, about 3 minutes. Transfer to a small heat-proof bowl and refrigerate until ready to use. Step 4. Transfer pork from slow cooker to a medium bowl. Loosely cover with aluminum foil and keep warm. Skim off and discard as much fat as possible from braising liquid using a ladle or large spoon. Pour skimmed braising liquid into a liquid measuring cup. Note the volume. For each 1 cup of liquid, measure 2 teaspoons of cornstarch and set aside. Place 1/4 cup of braising liquid in a small bowl. Let cool for 5 minutes. Return remaining braising liquid to slow cooker. Adjust slow cooker to high. Step 5. Whisk together cooled 1/4 cup of braising liquid and measured cornstarch until smooth. Stir mixture in the slow cooker along with reserved sesame oil mixture. Cook, partially covered, until liquid simmers and thickens into a sauce that lightly coats the back of a spoon, 45 minutes to 1 hour. Shred pork into large pieces and add to thickened sauce. Stir in basil. Serve pork and sauce with rice. Our next recipe is for slow cooker chicken pho. Crafting a deeply flavored, well-balanced chicken pho usually demands hours of hands-on simmering and skimming, but this slow cooker riff delivers all the depth with little fuss. This simplified version of the beloved Vietnamese soup starts with an aromatic broth made with collagen-rich chicken wings and a blend of traditional pho spices, including star anise, cinnamon, and coriander. After an 8-hour simmer that builds a clean and clear broth, slices of chicken thigh are gently cooked in the fragrant broth and served with soft rice noodles that absorb all the flavors. The result is a comforting bowl of pho that tastes like it's cooked all day, which it did while you were doing other things. Your shopping list is as follows. 1 large yellow onion, canola oil, fresh ginger, whole cloves, a cinnamon stick, whole star anise, coriander seeds, 2.5 pounds of chicken wings, lower sodium chicken broth, dark brown sugar, fish sauce, 1.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs, fresh lime juice, plus wedges, cooked rice noodles, matchstick carrots, fresh mint and basil leaves, and thinly sliced Thai chilies for serving. For your ingredients, you'll need 1 large yellow onion, unpeeled and halved crosswise, 1 tablespoon of canola oil, 1 3-inch piece of fresh ginger, unpeeled and cut into thick slices or about 1/3 cup, 4 whole cloves, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 whole star anise, 2 teaspoons coriander seeds, 2.5 pounds of chicken wings, 2 quarts of lower sodium chicken broth, 3 tablespoons of dark brown sugar, 1/4 cup of fish sauce divided, 1.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs cut into 1/2-inch thick slices, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice plus wedges for serving, cooked rice noodles, matchstick carrots, fresh mint and basil leaves, and thinly sliced Thai chilies for serving. Step 1. Place onion halves cut side down in a medium skillet over medium high. Drizzle oil into skillet and add ginger. Cook, leaving onions undisturbed and flipping ginger occasionally until caramelized and deeply browned, about 6 minutes for ginger and 8 minutes for the onion. Adding cloves, cinnamon, star anise, and coriander during final 15 to 20 seconds of cooking to quickly toast the spices. Transfer the aromatic mixture to a 6-7 quart slow cooker. Step 2. Add chicken wings, chicken broth, brown sugar, and 3 tablespoons of fish sauce to the slow cooker. Cover and cook on low until broth is flavorful and infused with seasonings, about 8 hours. Pour the broth mixture through a fine wire mesh strainer into a heat-proof bowl. Discard the solids. Step 3. Return strained broth to slow cooker. Add chicken thighs, cover, and cook on high until chicken is cooked through and tender, about 1 hour and 30 minutes. Stir in lime juice and remaining 1 tablespoon of fish sauce. Serve with rice noodles, carrots, mint, basil, chilies, and lime wedges. Our final recipe is for sticky toffee overnight oats. Dates, with their deep caramel color and natural sweetness, take humble oatmeal to the line that separates breakfast from dessert. But don't be fooled. These whole grain steel-cut oats are rich in fiber and a good source of plant-based protein, providing long-lasting energy throughout your morning. Here, the slow cooker plays an unexpected role as a gentle water bath, like you'd use for custards or cheesecakes to prevent scorching, allowing the oats to gradually cook in individually portioned jars until tender and chewy over the course of 8 hours. Serve straight from the jar or scoop into a bowl, then finish with the buttery maple date sauce and a splash of cream. Add fresh berries or your favorite fruit for a quietly luxurious start to your day. Your ingredients list is as follows. Dried pitted medjool dates, vanilla extract, uncooked steel cut oats, dark brown sugar, ground cinnamon, kosher salt, ground nutmeg, unsalted butter, pure maple syrup, heavy cream for drizzling, and fresh berries, nuts, and/or dried fruit, optional, for serving. Your ingredients list is as follows. 1/3 cup of boiling water, 1.5 cups of dried pitted medjool dates, 4 cups of cool water plus more for slow cooker, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup uncooked steel-cut oats divided, 4 teaspoon dark brown sugar divided, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon divided, 1 1/4 teaspoons of kosher salt divided, 1/8 teaspoon of ground nutmeg divided, 1/4 cup of unsalted butter cut into pieces, 1/4 cup pure maple syrup, heavy cream for drizzling, fresh berries, nuts, and/or dried fruit, optional for serving. Step 1. Pour 3/4 cup of boiling water over dates in a small heat-proof dish. Make sure dates are submerged. Cover and let stand until softened, about 10 minutes. Pour dates and soaking water into a food processor and puree until smooth, about 30 seconds. Refrigerate 1/2 cup of the date puree in an airtight container until ready to use. Whisk together remaining 1 cup date puree, 4 cups of cool water, and vanilla extract in a large bowl until smooth. Set aside. Step 2. Place 1/4 cup of oats, 1 teaspoon brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and a pinch of nutmeg into each of the 4 12 to 16 ounce glass jars. Pour reserved date water mixture evenly into each jar, about 1 1/4 cup per jar. Stir until combined. Step 3. Place covered jars inside a 6-7 quart slow cooker. Pour additional water into slow cooker around jars until water reaches about 2/3 up sides of jars. Cover and cook on low until oatmeal is tender and thickened, 8 to 9 hours. If the jars are too tall and slow cooker lid does not close, cover slow cooker tightly using aluminum foil. Carefully remove jars from water. Stir oatmeal mixture until combined. Oatmeal will have separated into layers. Step 4. Just before serving, melt butter in a small skillet over medium, stirring often. Add maple syrup, reserved 1/2 cup of date puree, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Cook over medium, whisking constantly until well combined and creamy, about 1 minute. Remove from heat. Serve oats topped with maple date sauce and drizzle with cream. Serve with fresh berries, nuts, and/or dried fruit if using. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.